Well, hello, listeners. My name's David Edwards, and this is Fast and Bulbous, a very special Fast and Bulbous indeed, coming to you live from Tokyo! Woo! No, it's not. It's not really. That's just my little joke, listeners. No, I'm in Devon, as usual. But this is a special Japanese edition of the show. All the music I'm going to be playing is hails from Japan. As a result, there's going to be no big long song this week because I've got so much I want to cram in. I've got a bit of Japanese free jazz, progressive rock, obviously a bit of Japanese noise, loads of interesting stuff. But first, here is a little something from a very highly critically acclaimed sort of cult classic of an album by the psychedelic Japanese group Flower Traveling Band. This is Satori Part 1.
Come!
Yeah, it's not every day you get to hear a bit of Japanese music concrete from 1958, but that's exactly what that was. That was Toru Takemitsu with a track called Sky, Horse and Death, which was included on a sampler of early experimental Japanese music, which was put out some point in the late 60s on vinyl and has never seen any other kind of reissues since. There's loads of fascinating stuff on that release. Yeah, so great stuff. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Fast and Bulbous with me, David Edwards, and this week we're doing a bit of a Japanese special. So moving swiftly on, here is one of my favourite Japanese rock bands of all time. Impossible to put into any kind of category, but they're awesome. This is Demi Semi Quaver.
Yeah. Ravi, where's Ravi? Sintori, Ravi,
日の輝きがとても悲しくて固くなな心には風の音さえ突き刺さる火照った頬には持ってこいの凍てついたアスファルトの寝床破れた旗を作ろう銀の針はいらない俺は暗闇で爪を研ぐ朝焼けの街角に木の葉風になる真珠色した千戸の荒野俺は小さな炎を放つ燃やせ
Well, that was, if I just look at my notes, oh yes, that was the Yamashito Yosuke Trio, and that was an extract from the soundtrack they composed to a 1972 experimental film entitled Ecstasy of the Angels, or at least that's the English name it's been given, and yeah, very interesting stuff on that soundtrack. Moving swiftly on, how about a bit of all-out Japanese prog nonsense? This is Bondage Fruit. Enjoy.
La 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 la.
Well, that was Makigami Koichi, who is an experimental Japanese vocalist, and that was from one of his solo albums, Electric Eel. That was the title track, and yes, it's a sort of mix of avant-garde vocalizations and Jew's harp, or Jaws harp, as I believe the more politically correct term is nowadays. Now, here's another of my absolute favourite Japanese bands of all time. Quite probably my absolute favourite, to be honest. again, impossible to describe because they sort of leap about from genre to genre with wild abandon. But this is the very wonderful Wahaha with a track called On the Floor. Well, that was Wahaha with On the Floor from their album Shinotokiwa Betsu, and I cannot recommend that album highly enough. Now, I can't do a Japanese special without at least touching on the Japanese noise scene, so I picked a track more or less at random, to be honest. This is Nobuko Hori, and I can't really pronounce the name of the track, but you can find it on her X to Your Milky Hair album from 2007.
Stop.
Ruins, one of the many projects of the prolific Japanese drummer Tatsuya Yoshida, and I had to play something by him, so I went with Ruins, probably his most famous group, but all of his groups are well worth checking out. And I'm afraid that's nearly it for this very special Japanese edition of Fast and Bulbous. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of chiptune music, and if you don't know what chiptune music is, it's basically electronic music which uses the kind of limited palette of sounds which the original 8-bit composers for early video games used, so it has that kind of Nintendo vibe to it. So this is from one of my favourite Japanese chiptune groups, YMCK, and it's a track entitled "Does John Coltrane Sleep? Dream of a Merry-Go-Round?" And I'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.